This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A state audit of the Colorado's Division of Motor Vehicles found that the agency largely provides timely services. The audit shows the organization has made progress in improving its services, with most people finishing their business at the DMV within 30 minutes. Auditors say the department could make improvements to its online ID services, however. Last year, the DMV issued nearly 1.5 million driver's licenses. A 20-year-old woman who was stuck in the back of a police car when it was hit by a train says she will sue two Weld County police departments. Yereni Rios Gonzalez was handcuffed and put in the squad car even though she was not under arrest and was not charged with a crime. The officers who detained Rios Gonzalez have also not been charged. One is on administrative leave while multiple agencies investigate. If you're on a trail and see or hear a pika, you can help save them with the new Pika Patrol phone app. The Denver Zoo and Rocky Mountain Wild developed the app. CPR Sam Brash says it will help scientists monitor the fuzzy rabbit relative, which lives in alpine areas vulnerable to climate change.
So that sound, that's a pika call. It's one of the things included in this app to help hikers identify pikas out on the trail. It also includes pictures of pikas, their scat, their hay piles, the big piles of plants they put together to survive over the winter, and everything else you might need to record pikas out on the trail. It automatically updates your location, and that should help scientists see exactly where these animals are scratching out a living in Colorado.
That's CPR Sam Brash. If you're in Lakewood near Bear Creek Lake Park, you may see some smoke in the next couple days. But don't worry, firefighters are doing prescribed burns in the area today and tomorrow. West Metro Fire Rescue says it's part of training for a class on how to determine a fire's origin and cause. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.